Corn from a Winnebago family's heirloom seeds is grown organically, hand-picked, harvested, and processed as closely as possible to the way it was done by the tribe's ancestors. Ho-Chunk Farms Agriculture Business Manager Corey Cleveland says the Indian corn harvest involves several steps and several generations. He explains that after the corn is picked and husked, it's boiled and blanched for 10 to 15 minutes, followed by the wash goo.
A lot of our elders like to come and do the wash goo, and that's taking off kernel by kernel with hand and spoon. This is a time a lot of our elders will share stories.
Following the wash goo, the corn is dried on screens for 2 or 3 days and then put in quart-sized bags. Cleveland says the corn is then frozen and typically used in a traditional corn soup. He says approximately a third of this year's 350 quarts will be distributed to folks who helped with the process. Students in Winnebago Public Schools also participate in the Indian Corn Project. Cleveland says even students as young as first through third grade get involved by helping husk.
So it's good to have their help. If we can have them say, hey, mom and dad, I went to help with the Indian corn today. That is what we're trying to do with the Indian Corn Project.
The Indian Corn Project also contributes to the Winnebago tribe's goal of food sovereignty for its community. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.